We'll call this Finance Committee meeting to order at 4:45 PM, Wednesday, April 17th, 2019. All members are present. Linda, Sarah, and Mr. Manns also. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of general fund vouchers and financial report.
In your packet was a copy of amended and amended. So we amended February financial statement to bring up through the end of March. In there, we had vouchers that were after the regular board meeting, numbers 96066 through 96126, and numbers 201800101 through 201800113. Those are our electronic fund transfers. We do those as a wire update. Then we also had some receipts of $1,086,502.48. So at the end of March, our ending fund balance was $5,249,448.06. And then I amended again the financial statement that we submitted on Friday for the board packet. So that should be in your blue folders for tonight. The cash on hand, of course, at the end of the month, the same amount that was on the February amendment one. It was cash on hand for all funds, $5,249,448.06. Of that, we have available $4,911,749.27 to pay payroll and vouchers and taxes. And we did receive in through the 12th $390,411.02. We had vouchers that completed in the month of April, numbers 96127 through 96241 for $184,677.03. We also have some payments for taxes that are electronic fund transfers and a wire transfer that we did move from the local government investment pool into our receipts in the general fund. At this time, we have a balance of $4,598,000, and then at the end of the month, we'll have $4,556,597. We will also have additional vouchers and revenue through the end of April. The numbers that need to be approved for tonight's board meeting start out with numbers 96066 through 96241 for March and April of $398,858.08. Wire transfer is of 201800101 through 201800113 for March, $143,670.96. We had three void checks, 95475, 96134, 96152. And we also are just listing the kind of a how we came up to our total numbers of vouchers, wire transfers, and deposits. Also attached on your statement is a copy of all of the vouchers in detail, and then a copy of the receipts and journal entries that do, and a reconciliation for all of the bank statements are on the is on the last page for the month of March. Is there any questions on anything that we had sent out to anybody?
Anything?
I have nothing.
Okay, we'll need a motion to approve the general fund vouchers.
I'll make the motion to approve the general fund vouchers.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the general fund vouchers financial report as read. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of Fund 60 vouchers and financial report.
In your board packet is a financial statement as of the end of March 31st, 2019. From the last board meeting, we have vouchers 164643 and 164651 totaling $3,170.42. And we also have deposits of $2,939.22. We had cash receipts up through 412 of $2,984.14 and vouchers of 164652 to 164656 of $3,698.67. That will bring the balance for the activity fund to $81,240.05, up through the 12th of this month. So we are asking that you approve vouchers 164643 to 164656, totaling $6,869.09 tonight. And in the packet is a list of, again, of all the vouchers, cash receipts, and the journal entries that we may have made, and then also a list of the activity, each class club balance also. Are there any questions?
How was did my daughter ever?
She did come in.
Yep.
So straight down now?
Yeah, she came in and I said
deposit.
No, because normally you have an advisor here. That's why I asked her to see maybe if you could sign that and talk with Jeff and maybe he could be an on-site advisor for your club.
What is required? I just didn't know.
Well, if they're going to have meetings here during the day, you know, you'd like to have an advisor that can sign stuff on if they're going to deposit money or write out money for something. That way, I mean, not that you can't.
So they're supposed to have a voucher, but is that something they're provided with? Or
we're gonna,
a book so they can keep track? Or?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they'll have their own book.
Yes.
Just a receipt book that comes
they
in.
They have one?
They sign.
Yeah, I told her that we'd get them a book and they can start and putting in their deposits and expenses so that they can kind of an ongoing balance of what their club would have in it then, and then they can take that to their meeting or whatever.
Typically, the advisor would sign off, principal would sign off. If the principal's not here, I'll sign it.
Is there any type of recognition in this meeting or the next for the Jesse? They have donated the money? Could we have that on a board agenda?
I didn't get a name.
Well, we could. Is that who? I mean, you could give it. We could give him a copy of that donation for correspondence if you wanted.
Yeah, she didn't. She didn't mention who.
Because we have that. Was. I think we have it now, right? She deposited the check. Did she have it signed off for the?
I could put it on me. Yeah, have her stop in and see
you
me with a name and how much.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a nice donation. Yeah, have her stop and see me. We'll get it on the next agenda.
Oh, Jesse Milkwood. Jesse Milkwood.
Yeah.
So, what did he give?
He donated money to the fishing club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's recognized.
No, we always try and get that stuff. Yeah.
The only other question I had is, are we still working on getting those past classes to get their money out? Okay.
Yeah.
They're all past my kids, right? So to you.
Yeah,
yes.
We're kind of working also with the auditor on that and questioning how we're going to do it because some of them. We just can't get a hold of
them. Right. Nigh on impossible.
You know, it's hard to get them. You have to have at least two people to sign a signature card there. So, you know, they have to kind of.
I was just curious.
Make it a point
more than anything,
if they're up in the area to try and get something set up. So, from now on, we have it set up so that they take care of it immediately.
It's part of our class duties
before they leave. Before you get your graduation,
get it all set up
take care
so
that
they're not worried about it later. Or expecting us to be in charge, but it really isn't the district's responsibility to be in charge of funds that are
right. I'll make a motion to approve Fund 60's financial report.
I'll second it.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the Fund 60 vouchers and financial report. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Motion to adjourn?
So made.
Second. Just had to let you get that in.
Yeah.
Aye. Seconded by Amy?
Yes.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We're adjourned at 4:55.